Hey, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only WWE superstar, Braun Strowman, who's going to be competing at WrestleMania, which you can stream on Peacock, a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday. Hey, Braun, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, cheers. Thanks for having me on. How's everything going?
We're doing all right up here in D.C., but we're excited to talk with you because you, of course, are going to be taking on Shane McMahon in a cage match. How are you getting ready for this? I mean, are you studying tapes of those? I mean, there's a lot of tape on Shane. He faced Kurt Angle in that insane King of the Ring match. He jumped off a cell at Mania against Taker. You know, are you taking notes?
Oh, I've definitely scouted out. I know what Shane's capable of doing. I know he will go to all ends to get the job done. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about it. He could climb the top of that pirate ship in Raymond James Stadium and drive off of it with a car, and I'm going to catch it, and I'm going to run and power slam him and the car in the middle of that ring. I'm ready for this. I've been ready for this. This is this got a little personal. We got a little close to home and tapped into some things that I've dealt with as a child and brought back some feelings that I don't miss having. So that being said, this ain't going to be pretty. There's nothing fancy going to be about this. It's not going to be technical. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to throw Shane McMahon around like a rag doll until his body is lifeless, laying in the middle of that ring, and I'm going to stand over top of him and show the entire world that's what happens to bullies.
Awesome. The fans will be on your side for sure. Are you? How exciting are you to be back in front of, you know, a live crowd at the stadium there? I mean, it's been months, I mean, almost a year, I guess, of virtual screens in that Thunderdome. But what's it going to be like to have, you know, at least some fans in the stadium finally?
So I just drove down. I currently reside in Orlando, so I had a two-hour drive down here to Tampa and stuff in that beautiful parking lot of I-4 that connects the two in Florida. but that being said, the anxiety has already started to set in. And I say anxiety because it's an anxiousness of excitement. It's not a nervous anxiety. It's an anxiousness of excitement because I know that it's been over a year since I have heard the WWE Universe, since I have seen the WWE Universe, since I have felt their energy. And this ride down here, knowing in less than 48 hours, my music's going to hit, I'm going to go out there, and 25,000 people are going to throw their arms over their heads and roar with me. Words can't even describe how excited I am and how much I miss that, how much all of us WWE superstars miss that. This is special, you know. It's light at the end of the tunnel, I want to say. You know, with the crazy year that we've had the last year with everything with COVID, and now starting to see its grip being relaxed a little, things are starting to move and open back up. Like, this is the light at the end of the tunnel. This is a trip that everybody's been going on for the last year, and I really, really hope that everybody has as much fun as they possibly can. At the end of the day, this is about a fun weekend, not only for us WWE superstars of getting to perform in front of our live audience again at our grandest stadium hall, that is WrestleMania, but as far as fans in attendance watching live, being there, fans at home watching, to be able to see the interaction and everything again, and this is awesome. It is really cool that I'm able to be a part of this, to represent WWE and, you know, go out there and put smiles on millions of people's faces around the world. I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. It's been fun watching your career. I remember, you know, when you first broke in and debuted as a member of the Wyatt family in, I guess, 2015. How important was it for you to come in on, like, a deadly, dangerous, spooky stable like that, almost like the Undertaker's Ministry of Darkness back in the Attitude Era? You guys sort of did the same thing with that Wyatt family. How big was it for you to have, like, a scary group like that?
The Wyatt family is will always be very near and dear to my heart. I mean, three amazing guys that I had the opportunity to travel around the world and learn with. A handful of people, or a decent amount of people, know, like, when I got called up on the main roster with the Wyatt family, I had 7 wrestling matches in my entire life. And I didn't know anything about it hardly. I knew the fundamentals, and to be able to travel around the world and learn from three of the best guys to do it, and, you know, especially now thinking back about it since his passing this last year with Brody, Luke Harper passing away. It's something that I'll think about and cherish the rest of my life. I mean, it was a very special time with a younger me learning and falling in love with this business and, you know, going through the ups and downs and the pain and the injuries and, you know, being away from things that I'd never missed in 30 years of my life to becoming a WWE superstar and, you know, kind of putting my life on pause to be able to do that with the guys like that. And you know, the experience that I've had is, it was really, really awesome.
Cool. Well, I know we're on the clock. Let me end with a really quick, this will be your fifth WrestleMania, I believe. So first thing that comes to your mind is that first WrestleMania, with memory of that.
My first WrestleMania was Dallas, and it was me, Bray Wyatt, and Eric Rowan against John Cena and The Rock in front of 101,000 people in Dallas. Was my first WrestleMania experience.
Oh, my God.
I was literally talking to someone about that the other day and pulled up a YouTube clip that I found of our entrance of Bray, myself, and Rowan coming down to the ring with The Rock standing in the middle of the ring. And all of Texas Stadium is blacked out, and there's 101 cell phone camera lights on, waving in the air, that were the Fireflies. And you talk about something unreal to see and experience and then know that you were the reason why it was happening. I've been very, very fortunate. This is my fifth WrestleMania. I've wrestled in front of the largest crowd in history, and I won the WWE Universal Championship in front of the smallest crowd in history.
Against Goldberg, what was that like?
That was crazy. It was a last-minute thing. Jumped on a private jet from my house in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. Flew down, landed at 2 o'clock in the morning, 9 a.m., was wrestling Goldberg the next day. Crazy, crazy. That is the life of WWE. You never know. You never know what they're going to ask you to do, where you're going to be, what you're going to do. It's just, when you get an opportunity, you make the most out of it. And I've been doing that since I started here. I'm going to continue to do it. I love this business. I love this job. I love being a WWE superstar. And I cannot wait WrestleMania to kick off this weekend. Over a year without the fans, people are back. Let's go.
Lots of pent-up energy, and you're going to take it all out on Shane McMahon, I'm sure. So, hey, man, Braun Strowman, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, WrestleMania, you can stream it on Peacock Saturday and Sunday. Hey, thanks so much, man.
Thank you.